From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers and ranchers spend a lot of time out in the sun, and their risks are high for skin cancer. So it's important to take steps to protect yourself from exposure and reduce skin-related risks. The Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center says appropriate sun protection includes staying covered with clothing, wearing a full-brimmed hat, sunglasses, and having adequate sunscreen coverage. An appropriate sunscreen should be anywhere between SPF 30 and 50. West Coast Port started negotiating a new labor contract over a year ago, but that contract has now been expired for over 10 months. A report from the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the labor uncertainty is having an impact on red meat exports. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says those ports are a vital starting point for a large number of our shipments to Asia. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization has issued an early report on places it expects to be hunger hotspots from June to November. The report says deeper economic shocks will continue to drive low and middle income nations deeper into crisis. All of the hotspots have populations facing starvation or are at risk of deterioration towards those conditions. Countries like Afghanistan, Nigeria, Somalia, and South Sudan remain the highest level of concern.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.